us with Mission Network News, International Bible Society, and Send the Light are marrying scripture translation to literature distribution. IBS's Steve Johnson says its official March 1st calls it a win-win situation for all involved.
We've historically been limited by distribution channels and the ability to get the Word of God to where it needs to go. STL, on the other hand, is an organization that's passionate about the distribution of God's Word, but they haven't historically had access to Bible texts.
By merging their strengths, Johnson says they can maximize access into closed countries. Please pray as the teams transition. Next, in just 3 years, sub-Saharan Africa will see so many AIDS orphans, it would take 80,000 orphanages that hold 500 children each just to house them. Teen Missions International's Bob Bland explains their orphan rescue units.
The idea is to take the orphanage to the orphans rather than bring the orphans into the orphanage. So we go out in these villages and we'll work a five-mile circle. And in that five-mile circle, there will be 400 to 600 AIDS orphans. And so there's a great need to reach out to those children.
Bland says, while rescuing the physical person is important, the gospel rescues the spiritual person. Aside from expansion into Cameroon this year, they're launching the Motorcycle Sunday School Mission, a Sunday school on wheels. And while Christmas has been over for about a month, Purpose Driven Ministries is still excited about it. In response to Saddleback Church's Christmas service broadcast on Fox News, 900 people logged into their website to indicate that they'd made first-time professions of faith and received help finding a local church. Responses came not only from the U.S., but overseas. Pray that these new believers will get involved in a local church, grow, and begin reaching out to their own communities. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. I'm Ruth Bliss.